JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 5. Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, and Esau.
Hello again, everyone. We're talking about Isaac and Rebecca. Now, Isaac and Rebecca are married for 20 years, and they have no children. They're barren. The Jewish rabbis have always indicated that that's a sign of the difficulty of maintaining the continuity of the Jewish people. It's not something automatic. It's something, in fact, that almost is miraculous, but it requires tremendous effort. Because of that, therefore, they don't have any children, but they pray to the Lord, and she conceives and now has twins. Even though the twins are biologically related and the same, from the moment that they're born, they are vastly different in their worldview, in their personalities, and in the goals that they have. The older twin Esau is, in the words of the rabbis, hairy, meaning that he's fully formed, and he is a violent person. He's a person that takes whatever he wants. Might is right. Power is all that counts. We don't care about anyone else. Jacob, on the other hand, is a much more serene, much more laid-back person, a studious person, a person that sees the fulfillment of his life in carrying on the work of his father and grandfather. The two brothers wrestle from the moment that they are born. Eventually, Esau discards his birthright. The birthright is not just money or an inheritance. It's a responsibility. It's the responsibility of carrying on what Isaac and Abraham stood for. Esau doesn't want any of that. It's too much bother, too much trouble. And therefore, he sells his birthright for a pot of lentils to his brother, Jacob. And Esau thinks he has a good deal because he got a meal out of it, and Jacob's got only problems. Eventually, Esau will come to regret it. Eventually, as he becomes older, people advance in life. The things that we thought were so important when we were 25, at 65 are less important. We have a different view of ourselves. We have to somehow look for some sort of immortality because we see that our mortality is waning. So later Esau will cry and shout and say, I also want to be like Jacob. But it's very hard to be like Jacob after 70 years of being like Esau. And even though the gates of repentance are never closed, and nevertheless, restructuring one's life is not always easy. Jacob wants and desires to be the heir of his father. In one of the most poignant stories that appears in Jewish history, Isaac, who is sightless at the end of his life, wants to deliver the charge to his children that they should take over for him. Isaac somehow thinks that Esau could do it. Rebekah is well aware that Esau will never do it. And therefore, Rebekah and Jacob, they engage in a subterfuge with their aged blind father. And Yaakov pretends to be Jacob pretends to be Esau, and the blessings are given to him. When Isaac discovers it, he confirms that the blessings should be given to Jacob. But Esau will not forgive Jacob for that, because Esau wants to have everything. He wants to have the good time. He wants to have all the wealth. He wants to have all the women, everything he wants. And on the other hand, he also wants to be the great noble spiritual person. He doesn't want to pay the price. And Judaism teaches that there is no free lunch. If you're not willing to pay the price, it's not going to happen. Jacob paid the price in a very, very bitter life. But again, he is the forerunner of the Jewish people. He's the one who will be called Israel. And all of Judaism will be based on the life of Jacob, whereas Esau becomes the symbol of totalitarian rule in the world. The rabbis identified it with Rome, with any of these expansionist empires that subject others to their will and is violent and often cruel. Thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.